Hello,
everybody, and welcome to Game Informer Online Radio, episode 24. We've been podcasting for a day straight. Well, if you count, every episode is 1 hour, which is a lie. But, well, I already messed this up. I am the host, Michael, and we only have one returning person this week, and that's JR.
Hey.
But we had some, I'm losing English words here, but
some contract.
We had some changes. Changes.
Yep.
And we've got some new staff members. So say hello to Matthew.
Hello. You will have to listen to me.
He will be the co-host and recorder while Dave is out. And say hello to Dan.
Hello.
He is our new coop.
Our new coop.
So I guess we're going to start using Dan as a swear now.
We're going to do what?
Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't going to go well. Okay.
And one new staff member we have that isn't here yet, he should probably be here. We might patch him in soon if he gets here. Vertax. Which I'm not sure what he wants me to call him on the show, so I'll just call him Michael for now. Which that is his name. I'm just not inserting my name into someone else's name. And he is our video editor, so he will be bringing you the GIOR commentaries. I still need to think of a name for that.
Commentary?
Yeah, it's, we're going to be watching, like, the first show we're going to watch is, some people voted on some stuff, like, we could do commentaries of and post on YouTube with, like, YouTube commentaries for, like, old cartoons and stuff like that. And the first one we're going to watch is, Captain N.
Captain N. I have no idea what it is.
The Nintendo thing.
Yeah. The one where Simon Belmont is a weird preppy dude. Mega Man is a little gremlin thing. And King Hippo is like some kind of big blue purple monster dude.
So Blob. Blue Blob.
I suppose we could call him that. So, let's get the show on the road. What is,
That's not very clever. Ignore it.
What have you guys been doing this week?
Who wants to start? No one.
Do this every week. Matthew, why don't you start?
Well, lately I've been trying to start playing Assassin's Creed, but just haven't been putting the times to it. I've been mostly playing the Resistance 3 beta. It's probably the only thing I did this week, as far as real gaming.
I'm personally not a big fan of the beta.
I was playing it 2-3 games. It locked up. Had to turn off the PlayStation, turn it back on, locked up again after 2-3 matches. Every time the match would end, it would lock up for odd reasons.
Well, they've been constantly reminding people that the full game will have drastic fixes. And with the beta, they're just doing smaller ones.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I personally don't find Resistance gameplay that fun. I can see why people like it.
Screw you.
That's mean.
No, it's not.
It's been a flame war.
Flame.
Resistance sucks, trollolol.
I don't really particularly find the gameplay amazing. That's an alright game. I like the world, the story.
The shooters don't really pay attention to gameplay so much as the environment and graphics. That seems to be what makes a shooter to me.
Yeah, I'm just really, like, if I hadn't played so much Battlefield and Call of Duty, I probably wouldn't mind Resistance. It's just that it feels like those. It doesn't feel like it adds much more, except like special guns and stuff.
Well, it has a good story.
Yeah, I haven't played the game yet, so no one knows.
I think Resistance 3's story will be just overall the game. Resistance 3 will just be so much better than the second one, I think.
I'm referring to like the entire series in general, and so far the story's been pretty good.
Which I was happy to see like another Resistance game for the PS Vita last. Was it this week?
It was at Gamescom. So that was last week.
Yes.
A week before, maybe. I
lose track of time, so.
No, it was a week before last, because last week we recorded the show on Tuesday.
Okay, well. I hope everybody's happy mentioning that game again. So. Deal with
all
it.
You Resistance fans.
Which.
I'm not really that excited for it.
You're just not really excited for the PlayStation Vita in general, are you?
No, I'm not. I will be when a Kingdom Hearts game is announced. And even then, it'll be more the Kingdom Hearts game than the Vita itself.
It'll be Kingdom Hearts 3, exclusive for the Vita.
Oh no, if that happens, I'll be so mad. It has to be a home console game. Kingdom Hearts 3 has to be home console.
I'm on board day one for it. So far, so long as they release Uncharted 3. Uncharted Golden Abyss. Although playing Uncharted 3 on the PS Vita would be pretty awesome too, so either way.
I mean, I think I'm excited for it.
If they release it day one, I'll buy it. As long as Uncharted. I have to have Uncharted. I'm an Uncharted fan, so.
I'm semi-excited for the Vita. It's really cool tech, and I know it's cool what they're doing with it. It's just some of the games they've announced for it don't really grab me that much. I mean, Uncharted, it looks cool. Tekken Cross Street Fighter looks pretty cool.
Uncharted's going to be amazing. It not just looks cool. It's going to be amazing. Because Uncharted is amazing.
I mean, the games aren't doing anything special for me from what I've seen so far, and I think that just shows that, like, I don't know. For some reason, I just can't bring myself to care about the technology behind it. It's great, but I can't bring myself to care about it that much.
It's a handheld PS3. What are you talking about?
Well, PlayStation 2.5, I'd say.
2.5.
No, it's definitely very close to being equal to the PS3, I'd say.
I was describing it like Ghost Egg did a few weeks ago. I mean, some of it, like some parts of the graphics look cool, but it might have just been a Resistance game, because like that Resistance, when they played that, the fact that Chimera chunks were really blurry and stuff looked really odd to me.
Oh, the blur vision in Uncharted 3 beta?
Resistance
3 beta, sorry.
In the Resistance Vita game. When he killed a Chimera, he like bursted into unrealistic chunks, and then the chunks themselves were like really undefined. And that sounds really gruesome when I say it out loud. So I'll shut up now.
Well, I started watching that trailer, and I couldn't get within the first few seconds of it, because the moment I found out that it was a fireman, I was like, nope. No, it's got to be like either a resistance fighter or a soldier. I don't know why, but I don't know, it's not Resistance unless it's either one of those.
So you don't like firemen?
No, it's not that. I mean, I don't know.
Some firemen are going to come to your house today.
If you say save you from a fire, jerk.
Now, they'll listen to the podcast before they come, and they'll make sure he's not going to get out of that fire.
Yeah, or your computer catches on fire right now. They walk by. Nope. Not him.
They just locked in the house.
Anything else, Matt?
So, going back to the Assassin's Creed thing, I still haven't beat the Assassin's Creed. I haven't finished any of the Assassin's Creed games. I played a lot of Brotherhood with a friend, which is why I didn't buy it before. But, that's why we played it over the weekend. But,
so which one are you trying to play right now?
The first one. I'm probably at memory block 6, something like that, and...
Yeah, once you get halfway through it, you have to take a break on it for a while, because it just gets repetitive. The second one...
Break being all summer.
Yeah, but...
Oh, okay.
Assassin's Creed 2 is awesome, though.
I've seen a little bit of it. I don't with a friend, and I don't know. I just can't bring myself to. I'm not a big Ubisoft fan.
Not me either, really. But Assassin's Creed is a good series.
I can definitely tell it's one of their best, or at least the best one I played. That new Rayman game looks pretty sweet, though. There's a problem with this call. What?
Oh,
we lost Michael for a few seconds.
Let's start talking bad about him.
Okay, maybe he should have hosted. I think he's hosting. I don't know.
I'm not hosting the call, it's you.
Okay.
What happened?
I don't know. He just said you got disconnected.
Crap.
Maybe we should have had you host, but I guess not.
Like I was trying to say, Ubisoft doesn't have that many great franchises. They got Assassin's Creed, Ubisoft has Ubisoft as a franchise. They have Rayman, they have Brothers in Arms, and Splinter.
I challenge you to go to
Tom Clancy.
Go to Ubisoft Wikipedia page, open up all their games, and you will see like over 2 billion games.
Yeah, they published a lot of games. Which they probably got half of that 2 billion from their DS shovelware.
And we...
Yeah, the Imagine Baby
Party. Not
parties.
Shovelware. Don't you want to pay pets? It's a lot of fun.
Not really.
The Z.
Pets.
Yeah, with a Z. You know it's edgy.
Pets.
The Z.
Pez?
Pets. Or whatever. I don't know.
Should be Pez.
Pez
we'll play
the game
that game.
Would be probably more fun than Pets.
Killed Pez. The Wiimote.
That makes sense. Anyway, I'm trying to finish up Assassin's Creed, and then I need to do some work. That's it. Okay. Whatever. Anyway. What else are you guys doing? I'm not doing anything interesting.
I was going to ask you how are you liking Doctor Who so far? I know you've been watching that.
That's pretty neat. I think it's pretty crazy. Production values could be better, but it's still
overall.
Yeah,
their budget was kind of low for the first season. Like, the CG is awful.
It's strangely intriguing. I don't know why. I still don't know why I like the show.
I kind of have to agree with him.
But it's
JR. Awesome. Yeah, JR. JR is your name. I need to get used to that.
Good old JR.
Yes. Moving on.
I'm calling David now since Dave's not actually on the show, but...
Dave's not here, man.
But we're not.
That's sad. I wanted to talk to him.
So,
before I signed up and didn't know that he wasn't going to be recording.
So, JR, you want to go next?
All I've been doing is Doctor Who, basically. That's it. I've just been watching Doctor Who nonstop.
On his Twitter page.
Yeah. I'm halfway through season 5 now. I plan on being completely caught up with the series by tomorrow at some point. But I still don't know why. Like I said earlier, I still am not sure why I like the show, but I love it. It's awesome. I will miss David Tennant. I'm already missing him halfway through season 5. David Tennant was awesome. But
yeah, I'd say David Tennant was the best Doctor.
Yes.
Which Matt Smith isn't bad.
No, he's not. It's just David Tennant is so good.
He's not the first one, is he? He's the second one?
Yeah, the first one's Eccleston.
In the series? The new
second
series?
Second one's Tennant. Or technically, the first one goes Tennant, back to like the 70s.
So technically, Tennant is the 10th, right?
Yeah. No, wait. No, Tennant is 10th. Eccleston's 9, Tennant is 10th. That's kind of easy to remember. And then Matt Smith is 11.
Yeah. Oh, and I realized earlier today that just a little useless fact. I realized earlier today that Tennant was in Goblet of Fire, the fourth Harry Potter movie.
Who was he? Was he just some random background character? Or?
No. He was he didn't have much screen time, but he was a major character. Not the main villain.
Nothing says major character like screen, like little screen time.
Like, but he was the he was the guy disguised as that one professor. I can't remember what his name was, with the eyeball.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I will never look at that guy. I will not be able to look at that guy as anything but the Doctor from now on.
Yeah, I'll wiki his name real quick.
He's also in the new Fright Night.
Oh yeah, the new Fright Night. I heard he pretty much. I heard that David Tennant pretty much plays I always forget this guy's name. Ruckelbrand. I heard he pretty much plays what Ruckelbrand would play.
Except probably kind of better.
Yeah, probably better. Like, I saw a picture of him, it looks really weird. And I just figured out this last night, David Tennant actually has a Scottish accent.
Yeah, he's from Scotland.
Yes. He has a pretty good British accent.
Yeah.
Which I guess he'd be doing a really good Scottish accent in that one episode.
Let's see.
But yeah, Doctor Who, that's all I've been doing is watching that.
Sounds like you need to watch more.
Oh yeah.
That way you have something to talk about. Oh wait, what were we talking about?
What about you, Dan? What have you been doing?
No comment.
Power Rangers. No lie.
Going up and dressing like them and attacking people? Or
just yelling Morphin Time in the middle of KFC. Yeah.
Yes. KFC.
Because
we all know the Power Rangers goes at KFC.
It's their second command center.
Which, I don't know if you guys seen like previews of it, but I saw previews. The newer Power Rangers, they're just whipping out their cell phones as swords or something. I don't know. It's pretty stupid.
Like some of the newer seasons, the public knows who they are.
That's amazing.
So I'm like, why? That was never. It's a superhero no-no.
You don't do that.
Like, I've never really been that big of a Power Rangers fan as I think I might, after you've been nonstop tweeting it, I think I might start watching it on Netflix.
I don't know if you want to.
I'm noticing so many things like that I never noticed as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so depressing. There's an entire scene from the Japanese footage with a bunch of kanji in it and I was oblivious to it as a kid, apparently. But yeah, that's about it.
Non-stop Power Rangers and non-stop Doctor Who.
Yep.
And this is a video game podcast. But I guess
sure.
Technically, it's an internet entertainment podcast now.
It's a podcast. We're going to talk about whatever we want to.
Well, I have been playing Mass Effect for like the 12th time.
I was going to ask you how you liked it, but then I heard 12th time and I thought, oh, it sounds like you like it a lot.
12th time.
Or you don't like it at all. You just hate yourself.
It's the only one I have.
So since this isn't a video game related podcast, what are you going to call the podcast?
We'll still call it Game Informer Online Radio. It's just an entertainment podcast now.
I was kidding. Sarcasm. You can't tell from my face, so.
Well, your face is a pony, so it's kind of hard to.
Oh, it's true.
Yeah, it looks like it's
face. Happy face. Which I can't see my face on this conversation. Avatar conversation.
I thought you were talking about your real face.
No.
I can't see my real face either unless I look in a mirror.
Yeah.
Going great. Yes.
And we're back.
Hey!
With our new staff member who just jumped in, Brenner.
Or Vertax, as you know, on Game Informer.
Yep.
Anywhere else.
So, what's up, Brenner? What have you been doing?
Not much. I just finished setting up for Hurricane Irene tomorrow. And now I'm having some pizza.
All right. Sounds fun.
I know, right? Except for Hurricane Irene, it's so much fun. I'm not going to play video games again.
It's just that fun.
I know, it's better than ponies. Okay. But yeah, I've been playing Deus Ex Human Revolution. I got it day one. I wasn't planning on it, but I heard so much good about it. I was like, you know what, I'm going for it. That money.
How's that?
Yeah, and it's still a whole other month till, like, more than a month till Rage comes out, so I need something to tie me over.
Rage.
Yeah, right.
Deus Ex does look really cool. I wasn't really that excited for it, but after seeing the reviews and seeing like the stuff you could do in it, I think I'm gonna pick it up eventually.
I'll tell you this: if you're gonna pick it up, watch some gameplay of it online first, because you gotta understand what you're getting into. It starts out pretty slow, and it's there's a lot more thinking involved than I think there is actually playing the game. At least that's my opinion. And it's rewarded.
All right.
Yeah, I think I'm going to watch the Reiner and Phil video of that then.
They won't teach you anything. They're so dumb.
No, they're geniuses.
So
didn't you watch
the
Portal 2 video?
Dumb.
They're geniuses.
I'm kidding. I love Reiner.
And Phil?
Not Phil?
Phil? I don't know about Phil.
He tweeted your video, man. Show some respect.
Oh, yeah, he did. Okay. I'm sorry, Phil. If you actually care enough to actually listen to this podcast,
nah.
If you don't listen to this podcast, then I hate you.
Well, he'll know.
Is that it?
That's kind of it. I mean,
well, did anybody watch the quick 15 they had?
No.
I didn't.
No.
I
don't like the Quick 15 that much. It's pretty. It's just. I like commentary videos better.
Yes.
I much more enjoy the replays when I do watch them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to agree.
Because you're going to see gameplay of that game, like Homefront. I think Homefront was actually the only Quick 15 I ever watched. I don't know why. Because I actually played that same mission they showed off earlier that day, I believe. And, you know, at least that's Like, that's the only quick 15 I watched, because it's just like, eh. Kind of played anyway. Why spoil the first 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Anybody watch the quick 15 of the Major League Baseball one with Nicktoons?
Oh, yeah, I watched that. That was funny.
I actually had talking in it, so.
Yeah. The ones with commentaries are pretty funny. They're just like...
Wait, you don't give commentaries on all of them?
Nope.
Some of them do. Some of the quick 15s have commentary.
I blame Phil. You know what? No, screw that. I blame Obama.
Oh.
Just randomly blame the president for videos on Game Informer.
Well, I could blame Bush if that would make you feel better.
Yep.
I don't know. Let's try not to bring politics into this podcast. There would be some flaming going on in the comments section.
What do you mean?
I think our listeners are cool.
Yeah. So, hey, what's one of our subjects tonight?
First, let me say what I've been doing, jerk.
All right, go ahead.
Thanks. I'm not even going to say anything now. You can do this by yourself.
Okay, all I do is by myself? Okay, what's up, children? This is Free Dog, and you're listening to G-I-O-R. That's Game Informer Online Radio, in case you forgot. No, seriously, come on, help me out here.
I've been watching pretty much nonstop Doctor Who, like JR.
I can't stand.
Last week I talked about, like, I was on season 2. Now I'm on season 5. And,
that's fast.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty fast. I feel.
Have you played any games at all with the time?
Nope.
Not at all.
Not really, me either.
Which, one of the reasons I haven't played many games is because my TV is garbage. And, like, the headphone jack, I try to put my headphones in there. I have to mess with that for, like, half an hour before I even get it to work.
Oh,
so I'm just waiting for...
For a headphone jack?
Yeah, it is, like, really messed up. It's really weird.
I just plug mine in and it works.
And then the audio and video jacks are screwed up. I'll just wait for my birthday so I can get a new TV.
Yeah.
I hope you get a good one. I'd wait for the Christmas rush, though.
Yeah, my TV actually, I'm going to use is a... It's over 10 years old. It's a 32-inch standard def, where 3x4, of course. It's every time it's on like a solid color on like the sides for like more than 5 seconds, it'll start burning in. So like red will turn purple, white will turn green, and then when it's on a bright color for too long, it'll start going and then it phases a lot. You actually have to hit the TV on the side to get it to stop, and it will flatline too. It's just it's on its last limb. But my parents will refuse to get a new TV yet.
Once that TV breaks, I promise you, you'll finally get a new TV.
Yeah.
Once it breaks.
Every time I try to show it to my dad, hey dad, look what's happening to it. It'll just stop. It's seriously just messing with me. I hate that TV.
It's a troll TV.
No. It's you know, there's gonna be a burn in the screen, looks like a troll or something.
Problem.
A troll vision.
Troll vision.
So yeah, I've been watching nonstop Doctor Who, not playing any video games, and,
the horror.
And that's about it.
I can't stand sci-fi anymore, especially after they ruined Red Faction. For me.
Doctor Who's not on sci-fi. It's on
it isn't?
BBC. It's on BBC.
It's on BBC.
Oh.
BBC.
It's British.
It used to be on
sci-fi. It's on Netflix, too. If you have Netflix.
On Netflix.
What, did, like, BBC buy it from Sci-Fi or something?
No,
I don't think it ever was on Sci-Fi.
No, yeah, it was on Sci-Fi.
There was.
There could be, like, syndicated versions on Sci-Fi.
It was, because my brother and I watching, like, a part of it before the Stargate SG-1. We used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, it must have been just, like, a syndicated version or something.
No, I think it was the ninth
stuff. It was, like, when those, one creature, they don't know what, one thing, they don't know, the little robots go, exterminate, exterminate.
Yeah, the Daleks. The Daleks are cool.
A new episode of that. But anyway, enough with Doctor Who.
Aww.
Or you can
never have enough Doctor Who.
Let's talk about wrestling on sci-fi.
wrestling?
Sci-fi. I hate like how they've gone with sci-fi, how they've turned it into just a basic cable channel instead of a science fiction network.
I hate it how they started investing in all those like low-budget B-rated movies. They just started doing that. It sucks. And I'm kidding. They've been doing that for all the time.
Yep.
Which, didn't Transmorphers come out of that?
Transmorphers?
It might have.
I'm pretty sure it's Transmorphers.
I gotta know what this is.
We watched it a few weeks ago. It is terrible, awful, moronic Transformers ripoff with
it's not even a Transformers ripoff.
Yeah.
Transmorphers?
Transmorphers? What are they, animals or something?
We made that joke last week. They're like, it goes like Transmorphers, robots that transform slightly. Because like the only thing they transform at all in the movie is they get like their arms go up and they have bigger guns. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible movie.
I hate it. And it is awesome.
No.
Yes.
Kung Fu Dunk is terrible and awesome.
The only
Kung Fu Dunk's just awesome.
The only low-budget movie I've ever liked out of Sci-Fi Channel was SS Doom Trooper.
And even I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
It was like a World War II set in. You guys ever heard about like Hitler's plans to try to make super soldiers or whatever?
Yeah, I've heard about those kind of stories.
They did
like
that.
The Wolfenstein, like stuff like that.
Yeah, we did that. It's like some of this giant pink Hulk, I guess you could say, with a giant mask on, and a giant machine gun, which actually ran out of ammo, surprisingly. at one point. And
he wasn't an AI.
Yeah, and then there's like these army what forces were it? Yeah, the Big Red One soldiers were had to deal with him with a bunch of French resistance and take out this laboratory that the Nazis were controlling in France. It was kind of cool. It was still a terrible movie, but it was kind of cool.
Which one movie I do want to watch is one of the like Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
Okay. Mega Shark.
Or Sharktopus.
Sharktopus.
I just hope that THQ has canceled their deal with Sci-Fi about Red Faction. I do not want to see that was a terrible rendition. I hated everything they did with it.
I was going to watch it, so I planned to watch it like when they announced it, and I just forgot about it.
Yeah, my brother DVR'd it. He was excited about it. He likes it for some reason. Am I going to talk about it, or no spoilers?
We can talk about it if you want to, but because I mean, the way you're talking about it, it probably isn't even worth not spoiling.
Oh yeah, okay, it's a good point then. It starts out like I forget the name of the it's a son. Alec Mason has a son and a daughter with Simonia, which is cool. But the movie starts out and it takes place when like his son is like 20 years old, and you find out that shortly into they're both Alec and Simonia's kid's childhood that Simonia gets killed. So that already pissed me off, because I really like Simonia from Gorilla. And then Alec Mason is, like, this old guy who's, like, always, like, drunk or depressed for, like, most of the movie. And it just... And there's also this really annoying black girl. No offense to the fact that she's black. There's nothing to do with it. I'm just identifying who she was. And it just got stupider and stupider as it went along. At the end, Alec Mason has to sacrifice himself to blow up this ship that some, like, EDF, who were still on Mars, were trying to frame the, what are they called again? The natives to Mars. What were they called?
Martians?
The Marauders. The Marauders, that's what they were. They were... Yeah, they tried to like launch this cannon at the Red Faction's like city, and then blame it on the Marauders. And the only way they could have done it, because now the Red Faction's cannons were taken out, is by sending a ship into their ship. And of course, Alec Mason had to sacrifice himself. and save Mars. It's a planet worth saving. I didn't even feel bad because they just ruined everything Alec Mason was.
Unfortunately, I haven't played Guerrilla.
Oh, it was a great game. It's a great game. You should get it. It's like less than $20 now.
Okay. I think we reconnected with Michael.
Yeah, it sometimes cuts out. Just don't say anything and let me back in.
Neat.
So he didn't hear any of that. Anyway.
So, Michael, what do you think about
that? Not that it matters. That movie sucks.
Well, I guess we can move on to news.
Yes, some news.
All right.
There isn't
Sonic CD coming to PSN and XBLA.
They're actually making more Sonic games.
Oh, wow.
No, it's a port of an old
They're
Sonic
actually
game.
Porting Sonic games.
Yep.
That's impossible. Can't do that.
Which I like Sonic CD. Sonic CD's pretty fun, so I'll probably buy that.
I don't think I played any Sonic CDs.
I've never been able to get into the series. I know everyone said the 2D era was, like, freaking amazing. I've never been able to get into it.
I like the 2D
one. It's not amazing. It's just
It's really fun.
Oh, well, when you compare it to 3D games, apparently it's, like, the most amazing thing ever, so...
Oh, yeah, especially if you do that.
Yeah, when you compare it to some of the 3D games. Like, Sonic Adventure, I love that game. It is one of the most nostalgic games I've ever played. But it's a terrible game.
Yep.
So, So, are you guys gonna buy Sonic CD when it comes out on the XBLA or PSN?
No.
I think I'll get the trial. If that's good enough.
I'm actually more interested in that one they're actually coming out this fall or whatever. Apparent Sonic Colors, I think it is, with the,
That was last year. This one's Sonic Generations.
No.
Get your stuff right.
Sorry there. What is that one that's coming out this fall? Where it's like
Sonic Generations.
Generations, that's what it is.
Yep.
Where, you know, you can go switch from 2D and 3D. I mean, that seems kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
I'm sure a Sonic fandom is all happy about that. Oh wait. No offense to any of the Sonic fandom listening.
You mean like me?
Not like the sane part of the Sonic fandom. I've heard some scary stuff about the Sonic fandom, sorry.
Well, yeah.
Scary. Describe scary.
I always hated Sonic Bros.
Like, the comments in the title of Sonic Colors comes out, and then the Sonic fandom was like, OMG, has colors in the title. Series ruined forever!
Are you serious?
Yes.
You are.
Yes, I'm serious.
Wow.
I never got around to buying that game, but it looked actually decent.
Like a Sonic game?
I don't even know
what it's fun.
I haven't, like, paid attention to what the series at all.
And it looks like Sonic Generations is going to be even better.
Yeah, Sonic Generations looks cool.
Anybody played this short demo?
Yeah, I did,
but I was disappointed in it. I mean, it was just 2D stuff.
I was too busy playing the Warhammer 40K Space Marine demo. And that is awesome. I will tell you. I'm getting that game for my brother this Christmas. It's amazing.
I'll take your word for it.
I don't even know.
Wait, what, Matt?
When does that come out? I don't even know.
Early September. Not really sure exactly the date.
Really? I thought it was already out.
No. It is not out yet. Just the demo is. And... Oh, speaking of games that are about to come out, Body Count's almost out. Anyone excited for that?
Body Count.
I've heard of it.
You know that game that Stuart Black apparently worked on with Codemasters for 3 years, and then when Codemasters was, like, didn't promote it at all at last E3, he backed out of it along with, like, the rest of the head of the creative team?
Sounds like I should buy it.
Well, don't the thing lie. Is that he worked on it for 3 years. I don't know. I honestly don't. And I played the demo. I honestly don't see that much more being, you know, changed with the game in the last year of development.
Yeah.
So I think Stuart Black probably just messed it up. I honestly don't have that much stock in him. The only game I know that he made before, well, he was a part of before, was Black. And good developers have made bad games in the past. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
like Free Radical with Haze.
Oh yeah, Haze, that exclusive PS3 game.
Yeah, because it was a Halo clone that was so bad no one on the Xbox would want it.
Wow.
I've heard stories about how terrible it is. Like the AI must have like a -5 health, the 5 intelligence level or something, and they just like put like hundreds of them on the map at once in some levels, and the clause like, we must fight the insurrectionists, and it'll turn into, we must stop the government.
And everybody's like, yeah. Dark Field too.
Yeah,
I played the demo. It wasn't good. It was not good.
I actually, it's one of those games actually I want to buy just to see how bad it is and laugh at it. Like Mind Jack. I'm going to buy Mind Jack eventually.
My cousin did that with Duke Nukem.
Mind Jack, that looked so cool at first, and then it just got really dumb looking.
Except, he thought Duke Nukem was going to be good.
Oh, God.
Well,
like, I thought Metal Honor was going to be good.
Development behind.
Oh, God, Medal of Honor. I'm already getting shivers about it.
The newest reboot?
Yeah. Right?
I played a little bit.
I actually bought Black Ops, not because I actually wanted Black Ops, but just because I was so pissed at EA for putting out such crap, I wanted to give money to their competitors. I was just that mad.
I played a little bit of it. I just didn't like the feel of the gunplay. Like, this didn't feel like the bullets were registering.
The funny thing is, I actually liked the beta to that game. I really enjoyed the beta. And I thought, okay, you know, there's a couple guns here. There'll be more in the full game.
Yeah.
The map in the beta, Kabul City Ruins, had great flow to it. But it's the only good map in the entire full game. And there was like two more guns added per class in the finished product.
Isn't there like a lot of camping in the multiplayer?
I bet there is. I mean, Kabul City Ruins was actually a really good map, and I wish they would actually add it to other games because it flows perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's like this big circle. Like basically the flow of combat in the game is like a giant circle. It'll transfer around like the edges, and there'll be some in the middle as well. But most of the time, it'll just like keep moving to different spots along the map.
That sounds like a nice respawn.
It flowed really well. But, like, the other maps, God.
No. It's the opposite. You only have, like, three ways you can cross.
It's like Battlefield. Somewhere. If they just, like, and they only give you, like, one or two ways to move, and, like, there's always like, those doors, they're like, oh, you have to go through this single little passage. Just waiting for snipers and rockets to blow the crap out of you.
That's how Warfare works.
No,
we all know
Warfare works that if there's you know only one way through, you blow up more holes so that they can't all kill you as you come through.
That's the thing I love about Battlefield. Can't wait for the third one.
Battlefield back, I mean, could too. You couldn't actually do that all the time.
Moving on.
No,
we're talking about something here.
Yeah,
we're talking about video games.
We're talking about video games, not
Doctor
Who. And
how much they suck.
That's why he wants to switch it. He wants to switch it back to Doctor Who.
Doctor Who will have Destruction 3.0.
Confirmed for the next season.
And
there'll be a video game.
And the real cool thing about it is that you'll actually be able to go back in time in the multiplayer so that everybody will like warp back to where they were 3 minutes ago, and they will actually have to do the exact same thing they did before. Well, you get to do something different because you travel back in time. And if they fail with doing the same thing they did before, and then they get kicked out of the match.
Forever.
Forever. I would buy that game in an instant.
Yes.
Also, there is a DLC if you pre-order a GameStop.
You get a replica Sonic screwdriver. Or just an in-game golden Sonic screwdriver skin. That's probably more accurate to GameStop.
Yeah.
GameStop. Which, isn't that recent news? Square Enix slipping in on live code?
I wasn't
going
to talk about that.
What is the whole thing with on live code?
I don't know.
It was like some code for a trial of OnLive that GameStop is taking out of Deus Ex retail copies.
Now, wasn't it a free online copy of Deus Ex coming with the retail copies of the PC version?
It could be it. I'm not completely sure. I wasn't that interested in it.
I'm pretty sure that was it, and GameStop was just manually taking them out.
I wonder if online is actually making money.
I don't know.
It must be, because it's still running, but...
Well...
You don't go for 6 months if it's not working. Oh, we just crap out. No, you take some investments from banks and stuff and see if it pays off.
Because this is America.
I'm pretty sure they're actually doing pretty well right now.
I want to check it out.
The only problem is you have to be online all the time.
Well, duh. But your computer's connected to the internet all the time anyways, so, like, what's the problem?
And yeah, there's no storms or anything.
We're not using the internet right now. It's not important.
You know what, I'm sorry. Then we bring that up. You know what I hate about the whole, like, when people complain about, like, a DRM, digital rights management, for anyone who doesn't know it out there, where they have, like, you have to be online to play this game. It's like, but then all these people go online to complain about it. It's like, your computer is connected to the internet. There is nothing here to complain about. Unless you're actually fully intended on pirating this game, you have nothing to complain about. But you're complaining about it anyway while you're on the forums that are online.
Speaking of which, you know, there was...
literally facepalming right now.
There was a lot of people complaining about the just small things and rage that we're going to be taken out if you're not online, buying new copies.
I have a problem with that because of the fact that there are some people who can't get online for some reason.
Yeah.
Because, like, they have Comcast or something. I don't know what it is. And,
Comcast.
And they can't enter the code, so now they're missing out on that content, like the hatches or whatever that are sealed away that have, like, whatever. I don't know. I know my stuff.
Of those in the game, though. I'm sure it's just small things, really.
That's what they said. It's small stuff. But what happens when next year when Battlefield or whatever comes out, and they say, "Oh, you can't access half the guns in the campaign without this code."
See that? Yeah, that's one thing to worry about future wise. If they publishers ever get in or see that as.
Yeah.
Marketing.
I have no problem with, like, you know, multiplayer where there's, like, dedicated server support or we get day one DLC and stuff. That makes sense. When you start taking it to the offline portion, we're crossing a dangerous territory here.
Yeah, I was offline till last year.
Yes.
Like November. Yeah, November of 2010 is when I finally got online.
Yay, online.
Welcome to the magical internet.
Exactly.
Welcome to 2011.
Of course, I did have
dial-up to the future.
Like 2004.
Yeah, I dialed up to like 2007. Then didn't have anything for 2 years.
So. It's fun playing online and chatting with you guys. So.
Yeah, man.
Internet works.
Speaking of online gaming, or gay men, as we shall call it. No offense to gay people.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just.
We know. No
actually,
harm.
No, I completely forgot what I was going to say. David, you're being awfully quiet over there. What's on?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is he the silent guy?
Holy crap. Now I know you definitely haven't talked, like, at all. Talk, man.
He sounds like the HR guy from The Office.
I don't even
Toby.
Watch that. Funny.
He sounds like Toby.
Toby.
I don't even remember who that was for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
That's the guy Steve Carell hated, or his name.
Right.
What's
I can't remember his voice, though.
I forgot The Office's names for Steve Carell. Great.
Yeah, you guys are worse than Don and Dave, I swear. You guys have completely derailed this one.
Well, you want to re-rail the thread, then, or the chat. Let's re-rail
See?
It.
All right, going from Sonic to Deus Ex to Medal of Honor to everything, and back to Sonic.
This is
Sonic
how...
4 Episode 2 should be out sometime in 2012.
I wish it was up this year. I want to play more of that. I like the
Episode
1 was great. I thought. People complained about floating mechanics, but I didn't really mind that much.
I don't know why they complained about the mechanics. The
floaty. Floating.
That was dumb. That part about it was fine. But what I didn't really like about it was it seemed kind of... It was short and kind of unoriginal to me.
Could have been $10 instead of $15, which I bought.
Yeah.
For that much, because...
And they could have, not planned it episodically and then not released it episodically.
Yeah, basically it was Sonic 2.
Yay!
Released with different graphics.
I love buying the same games over and over again. I love doing it when it's games I actually love, and I understand that. Like... No, I'm not derailing this. Let's stay on Sonic. Actually, I'll be right back.
Oh, he derailed it. Which Sonic Generations is going to be $10 less. That's the normal $60 price.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that. I thought it was only $60.
Amazon, GameStop, just about every retailer has it for $50, so I assume it's going to be just $50. So, $10 less.
Nice.
Which probably should be $40 if it's going to be short. Hopefully.
Yeah, if it's as long as... Watch it be as long as Sonic 4.
Sonic 2.5.
Well, actually, Sonic Colors was fairly long, to be honest.
I didn't play much of it.
I beat it, and then I never went back to it. It was fun while it lasted, but there's not much replay value.
Which you do have a review for that.
Yeah.
Your reviews are fairly, very well written. Especially the Portal.
Thank you. Yeah, the Portal one, I'm proud of that one. That was fun to write.
That was basically just as good as the GI's review, I think, which I left a comment there, that you never replied.
Why, thank you. I actually don't.
Go back to those, yeah.
I mean, not a lot of people look at reviews, user reviews anyway, so...
I
look at the comments eventually, but...
I look at other people's reviews every once in a while, depending on the game.
I want more people to look at my reviews, but I want to refuse to look at anybody else's reviews. I'm such a hypocrite.
That's how reviewers work.
The last game I reviewed was Homefront, which I think I reviewed that game a little too early for myself, but I don't take it back either. I loved what I got out of that game.
Yeah, I heard the story was good. The gameplay was just kind of okay. The graphics were kind of bad, but the multiplayer was fun.
The story's honestly pretty mediocre if you don't read the newspapers that are scattered about, because that's where all the work John Milius put into the story actually lies. There's a really great story to be told if you spend the time to read the newspapers that are lying around in the campaign. everyone's like, where is John Milius' expert write-in. It's like, it's in the newspapers lying around the campaign. Literally written on the, everything else is, chaos. Going, we need to have explosions.
It's
like a Michael Bay movie with books inside it.
Kind of.
Except the books explode.
Transformers 4 will feature books that you can tap on the screen and will open up. And you can read the big backstory of this of the Transformers.
That's 5D.
Transformers 3. I did see that one.
I love that
3D
movie.
Though.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't see it in 3D, but
darn, it was good. I didn't like how in Transformers 3, how when the Decepticons start invading, how many people they were actually showing being killed. It's like, it's a friggin' movie about a toy line, for crying out loud, and you're gonna have all these people you're gonna show all these people on screen being vaporized.
I thought that was pretty kind of violent for what the movie was supposed to be.
This would never happen with Steven Spielberg.
I don't think the movie was supposed to be for kids, though. More like just
not necessarily for kids, but it's a Transformers movie, and it's a summer blockbuster, and it's PG-13. People are probably going to bring their kids in.
Oh, yeah, they had their kids in.
It's Hasbro. Anything done by Hasbro, anything paid for by Hasbro is promoting a toy line.
Another thing, When I went to see it at the very end, I was like, that was pretty cool, but everybody got up. They started clapping. Yes, a few people clapped.
I'm sorry.
I was like,
if I look back, not that good. It was because, good.
Okay,
it
was good. Looking back at myself, I feel sorry for clapping for Star Wars Episode 3. I did clap in the theater when that was over, and I'm mad at myself for it.
Why?
Because it wasn't on. It wasn't as good as I originally had. You know, in my how old was I then? 13, maybe. I don't know.
I might be the same age.
I was in the fifth grade.
I actually saw the third one first. Yes.
What?
My friend invited me to go see it, and I was like, okay. So I went and saw it. I was like, I don't want to watch Star Wars, but I'm just going with my friend. Yes, I watched the third episode.
And apparently, Emre, you've never watched Star Wars.
Nope.
I've
seen all of it. Or the six episodes ones.
I'm still waiting for Knights of the Old Republic to have its movie line.
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing.
Which, I'm surprised Emre needs to see those movies, at least the original trilogy. That's all he
Look,
really...
Carson is right. You could probably go to any one of your neighbors, and they would probably have at least one of them.
I don't know my neighbors that well, though.
just walk up to
them. It's like the Beatles on iTunes. Do I need to buy Beatles off iTunes? Do you have a neighbor? Yes. Go get it from them.
I will not be 100% surprised if your parents have one stored somewhere.
Probably Betamax.
Yeah, probably. Or VHS or something like that.
Laserdisc.
Which,
if I knew where I had a Star Wars movie at, I would watch it.
Well, you can pick up the original trilogy on Blu-ray next month, actually. September. Should be about $30-$40 for the first three.
I can't wait, they're actually still charging people money for the original movies.
Blu-rays, man. They're Blu-rays.
Yeah.
Screw Blu-ray. Probably will not pay money for Blu-ray.
It's surprising that they're not. Well,
I hate you now.
Screw Blu-ray. I'm sticking with HD DVD.
Screw you guys. I'm going back to cassette.
No, screw you guys. I'm going to Laserdisc.
Yes.
Screw you all. I'm going to smoke signals.
What about floppy
disks? I'm going
disc?
To cave paintings.
What about floppy
cave
disks?
Cave paintings.
No love for floppy disks?
I have two floppy disks. Oh, immature joke.
Well, I guess that's appropriate here.
Yeah.
None
of us are mature here.
I am going to disconnect you now. See you later.
Bye.
I'm host.
Wait, I'm not being disconnected, am I? Am I being disconnected?
No, Emre is, actually.
What?
Yep. He's doing this through his PSP, so that's probably why.
That's so you're prejudiced.
PSP.
God hates PSPs. Go back to your...
Like, he likes hurricanes. Which
and
gonna...
speaking of hurricanes, Irene is going to be here tomorrow.
Yep.
Anyone else live on the East Coast that's going to get hammered?
I'm in southern Indiana, so I will steer clear of that.
Lucky SOB.
God's in here, so.
Yeah. It's like we get an earthquake, then we get a hurricane, and we just had a drought earlier this year. I'm telling you, Delaware has the most inconsistent weather in the country.
Ooh.
Stuff will just happen, and it never stays the same.
Sorry for interrupting you, but Emre's back. We got to get back on subject.
Oh, now we can? Okay.
Yeah.
Ironically, when you said you were going to kick him out, you kicked me out.
Oh, I didn't kick you out. It's your PSP.
Way to go.
Nope, you kicked the wrong Michael out.
Yeah.
Hey, it's really hard to tell. One of us has a picture that says Emre on it, and the other one has a picture of me.
Mine just says M-R-A. It's up really close for some reason. Mr. A. Captain A?
Mr. A.
Captain Ahab. Moby Dick.
I'm Dr.
Okay,
A.
Let's get back to the subject here.
Okay.
Wait, if my name was Dr. A, that means I'd be like D-Ray.
I already forgot what we were talking about.
Well, then let's move on to something else.
Actually, if we're talking about Star Wars, guys, if we're talking about Star Wars, like, earlier,
oh, yeah.
Are all the characters trained to what the next EI cover will be?
No.
A lot of people are saying it's going to be Star Wars Battlefront 3.
I'd be surprised.
This happened a little bit ago that Matt Miller posted that whole like Battlefront 3 wish list, you know, just like out of nowhere.
Yep.
And then Phil Collar tweeted like I think a day or two after that he was like, you know, finishing up the biggest reveal article ever, and he was thinking about how excited he was, you know, remembering why he was so excited to play it and stuff.
Huh.
And I've been hearing from some people who actually live near the possible developer of this game, which I'm kind of scared.
Be Rebellion, is it?
Huh?
You don't think it's going to be a Rebellion? They've been doing the PSQ
ones. I'm hearing Spark Infinity, which kind of scares me.
Spark Infinity.
Yeah, a Call of Duty Finest Hour, Legendary, Turning Point, Fall of Liberty.
Oh,
they've got pretty bad reviews.
Yeah, I can see where the fear is coming to everybody's. I just hope they just have enough development time. I will wait until reviews come out and get it if it's them.
Speaking of development time, Twisted Metal will be released on February 14th after two delays, I think.
I'll have enough car combat in my system after Rage.
Stupid question.
Nothing says Happy Valentine's Day like cars killing each other.
Cars killing each other.
Is that Valentine's Day? Because I don't actually pay attention to that holiday.
No one wants to celebrate that holiday because of obvious reasons.
Which my brother was born last February. Yep.
Congratulations.
He's getting big.
Get him
right?
Twisted Metal for his first birthday.
Yep, that's gonna be it's gonna be my birthday present for him. Yeah, I'm gonna give it to him, and he can play it when he's older.
When we're on PS6 or something.
PS6 probably won't even get that far the way Microsoft's going.
Yeah,
we'll just take over everything.
Oh, how is Microsoft? I'm going to call.
Random conversations. Yes.
Honestly, all right. Can I just talk here? I prefer my Xbox a lot, but I actually want Microsoft to start losing this console war so they will get back into making new IPs and stuff again.
Yeah, of course.
They realize, we're on top. We don't have to work so hard anymore. We'll just put out a whole bunch of downloadable titles, which their downloadable titles are great. No doubt.
Yes.
They have a lot of them. They always come out.
I wish I would play them.
So Shogun, Crimson Alliance, all the Summer of Arcade we've had so far, like Saints vs. Shadow Planet and whatnot. But they really need to work on their retail again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they only have Gears, basically.
Yeah.
They probably won't even have that later on.
Yeah, and Halo. They had the new Halo trilogy.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
Well,
nope.
I know.
New Halo trilogy in quotes.
Cliff Bleszinski already said they're going to continue working on Gears if Gears sells as well as they think it is, which it is, of course.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, they said, "Come on, we already have this franchise, you know, built up. We love making the series, so why the heck not?"
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like screw the haters. Think, oh, you're just milking a franchise. It'll screw you. I want to make money and I want to have fun.
Yeah, he wants to take a shower with your money.
Yeah, and take a shower with your money in your Lamborghini with your hot wife.
While using the chainsaw.
To cut your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to see how that would work.
I could see Cliff Bleszinski doing this. We should send this idea to him.
Looks like we should send Tale of the Sun to Ken Levine.
Yeah. Tell the son, make him Ken Levine do the sequel.
Dan's on to something, and we're gonna take that idea.
Oh, so while we're talking about developers, you know who I really wish would have worked on the next Halo besides 343?
Who? Bungie?
Crytek.
Crytek.
Dude, I would love to see like one Halo game basically with the gameplay similar to Crysis 2, because that would just be amazing.
I think they would do a good job.
Because that's actually honestly the Spartans were like. They ran like that fast. They, you know.
Oh yeah, you've read the books, isn't that right?
Yeah, I've read all of them except the new Forerunner saga, and
I have it.
Protocol.
I have it. It's actually in hardback too. It's pretty nice.
I can't. I'm not going to pay hardback.
Well, I'm going to pay for it anyway. Anyway. Yeah, I read part of Reach.
Fall of Reach is great. Ghost
amazing.
Of Onyx, The Flood, First Strike.
Spartans would run around so fast, punch people,
Contact Harvest.
People through walls.
Yeah, that's awesome. What they did. And Crisis is basically what Halo would have been if Halo wasn't out for like six more years.
Well, developed by the same company.
No, I'm saying like the gameplay wise, if Halo hadn't come out for like, you know, what wasn't finished like six more years, the gameplay probably would have been like Crisis.
I really wish. I still need to play Crisis 2, but it looks stunning.
Oh, it's amazing.
I was waiting for the price to go down, but it's still $60, so...
Yeah, because it's selling, dude. It's actually apparently EA's most successful game of 2011 so far.
Really? Even
yeah,
with
it's,
Dead
it's
Space?
Sold, it sold more than Dead Space. Well, it shipped.
It's amazing.
More than Dead Space and Dragon Age 2.
Huh. Well, Dragon Age 2 is...
It's just... Dragon Age 2 is surprisingly still selling for some reason.
Really?
How many people bought the original Dragon Age Origins?
I played it and beat it. Took like 60 freaking hours. So.
Yeah, I've played some of it. I don't really think I have any intentions on it. I like BioWare, but.
It gets better as it goes, actually.
I would like to believe that.
You will have to believe it.
I've got so many other games. I don't think I have to believe it. I still haven't even finished the first Mass Effect yet.
I still have problems with the gameplay, though. I was dying so many times. There'd be so many points to where it felt impossible for me for Dragon Age.
Yeah. Brood mother.
Just terrible RPGs, I suppose. So.
And speaking of BioWare, does anyone have any thoughts about their new Warhammer thing?
No.
The free-to-play 6-on-6-on-6 MMO... whatever.
I don't know.
We really trust Warhammer to have anything good now after the failure that was the MMO. Where apparently they had to give everybody's money back or something.
What?
It was something like that. It was like, I don't even know the whole situation. What the heck am I talking about? All I know is that the Warhammer MMO was a total failure in about a year.
You guys are the new Sean and Dave, I hope you know that.
I just saw that Twitter. I just read that.
So
I'm just tweeting about it now. Well, I'm glad I'm replacing somebody.
Don't worry, this is just
we're
out.
Just twitting around.
So, they have to wait.
Did any of you guys watch the Smash documentary?
Yes, I did.
Smash documentary.
Smash Bros.
World record.
The 30 hours.
No.
I'm not sure I'll be able to watch it until I finish Doctor Who.
It's interesting.
I don't care for the GI staff that much. Sorry, guys. I don't dream about Phil Collar when I go to sleep. Yet. Yet.
Well, of course not. You got his name wrong.
Phil Collar?
Mountain
yeah,
Holler.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Phil.
But, I thought the documentary was really well done. Ben did a great job with it.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, the documentary. It's not just... They constantly talk in the documentary, so it's not just them sitting there.
In a world where four guys, or how many guys were there? Five?
Four.
There are four.
In a world where four guys sit on a couch and play Super Smash Brothers.
But they're
they play Super Smash Brothers for an allotted amount of time to set a Guinness. World record.
Yes.
Dun, 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 dun.
It would be epic for you if you were doing it. Don't make me cry.
Honestly, if I was going to play a fighting game for that many hours, I'd play Soul Calibur so I could just create a character if I get bored.
I think they did regret choosing Smash Bros. for playing that long, which that game gets repetitive within.
Yeah, but it is a much better choice than the second guys.
I would have picked the original Super Smash Bros. That's like one of my favorite games of all time.
That one doesn't hold up as well.
No, I think it does. I think they ruined Link after the first one. He was a lot more. I think he was overpowered in the first one. I think that's what honestly.
Oh yeah.
And
I noticed that.
His spin attack was like boss, and
they had to tweak it.
But and then his at, you know, I guess his, even his demeanor in the second, in like Brawl and Melee, got really dumb. When the first one he was just like a tough guy all around. Mm-hmm. Even his taunt was kind of cool. And the other ones he's like wiping his face, eh, and stuff. Like, what is this? This ain't Link. Link doesn't go eh, wiping the sweat off his face or whatever.
Buh.
Pretty boy.
Which,
that lady.
Where do we go with this?
Yep. I was getting ready to talk about something different, but
I just want to say, like, I'm not going to spoil it, but the end of the Smash Brothers documentary was hilarious.
Why?
Like, just that camera shot they did.
Oh.
Hilarious.
Because the other, there's a couple of guys that beat it at E3, their record, so.
Yeah.
I'll spoil it here. If you don't want it spoiled, if you don't want like the funniest part in the whole thing spoiled, you better just skip ahead a little bit.
I think I already spoiled it.
Well, I mean, basically,
I hate it when podcasts like spoil. Oh, you want to skip ahead? Do this, and like what? And then like, oh, okay, here's a spoiler. Blah blah blah. And it's like, ah, darn it.
I mean, it is just a documentary, so it's not much to spoil.
If you want to get spoiled, find out yourself by skipping to the end of the video. Like, actually go to the documentary and watch the video. That's how you'll get it spoiled for yourself.
Yeah, sure. But I thought it was a really great shot.
I find it hypocritical that I'm talking about, like, no spoilers when earlier I just did that with a Red Faction movie.
Spoiler-free. Red Faction.
The spoiler-free for anything that doesn't suck. The example, not the Red Faction movie.
And the last piece of news we've got is Kirby Wii. I think they changed the name to Kirby Return to Dreamland.
Yeah, Kirby's Return to Dreamland.
Huh. That's coming out in October.
I'm interested.
I love Kirby.
It looks like a sequel to Kirby 64.
Well,
I think it's a sequel to Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Yeah.
I think
no,
he's
Kirby
yeah,
Canvas
but
Curse.
It's
definitely a sequel
play.
To Kirby Canvas Curse. What about Kirby's Air Ride?
Kirby's Air Ride.
Kirby's Air Ride. I like that game.
That was boss.
I had fun with that game when I was younger. I don't know about now.
The racing parts were kind of dumb, but the city, like, city ride, that thing, me and my friend played that for hours.
Me and my brothers played racing in the whole city battles or whatever they're called, or they were, for a long time.
Yeah,
I never watched the replay camera, and at the end of it, one time, my brother's like riding the box vehicle, and he's just like stopping and going like, and we all were just like, it was so retarded, we all just bagging up about it.
We would trying to remember part of the game, but it was like a free, it was a big open free world type of thing.
Yeah,
I guess
like
it's about
the city, like city.
Yeah, we could just fly around getting the different vehicles and such.
Yeah, and then the random events.
Yeah, like, wouldn't you actually collect stuff before the race actually started? You got like 5 minutes to go do stuff in the city, like find the vehicle you wanted, and then you would start up races or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I forget, were you like allowed to run around to find a vehicle or?
Yeah, it was like a small city area. Wasn't really that big.
Yeah, it wasn't that big, but I really want to play
that
game.
It was in San Andreas.
And then you could find like pieces to like these mega. They were in a
Smash Bros. Yeah, the Dragoon.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that game was awesome.
We should get Gamer Formula to play it. Replay.
Yeah, I really want them to, but. I think a lot of people like it that much.
I don't care.
Did they ever
replay
Superman 64?
Yeah, they played that a bit kind of early on in the replay.
Oh, I should go watch that. After this.
Yeah, it's as funny as you'd think it was. They're terrible at it, too. That makes it funnier.
Well, yeah.
What did you say? What game?
Superman 64.
Oh, Superman 64. Yeah.
Yeah!
Which... Vertex is going to be a little confused because Phil Kohler is actually boss of that game. He flies through those rings like
an
angel.
Oh, yes. Go, Phil Kohler. Fly through those rings.
Like an angel. You have to play like
Superman.
Superman, you're friggin' angel jerk. No, what I want to see a replay of is Bomberman 64.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I played that game a whole lot. The sequel to it.
I remember playing that at my friend's house. I didn't have a console until, like, the GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
My parents hated video gaming for a long time. I think they still hate it, but screw them.
Yep, video games are awesome.
So. Yeah, and I remember playing Bomberman 64, and the boss battles were just impossible. That game or something, like, the moment, like, this one guy, I don't know which one it was, like, the moment the match started, he would just throw out all these, like, explosive darts or something at the very beginning, like, fight! And then, bam, dead. Because he didn't actually have any lives in that game. I hit, like, once or twice, you were down. And the only way you could attack was, like, kicking bombs at him, so it was, like, extremely ridiculous.
I remember playing the sequel to it. I'm trying to remember the name. I'm going to go through the review archive to see.
Tell me it wasn't the one where it was, like, all realistic.
You got that Jigglypuff partner with you or something. You could change into different things. It was weird. You can get a devil partner in there. Like, that thing morphed into a devilish being. It was weird.
Remember when they tried to make Bomberman all gritty?
Yeah,
Bomberman Zero.
Terrorism.
I remember X-Play's review on that. That was hilarious. When X-Play used to, like, do a whole bunch of, like, you know, funny stuff, they had, like, that review robot character. He was coming in and he was trying to, like, ask him for a slut robot or something like that. Then his like, wife, the Mrs. Review robot or whatever, came in and, like, sadness, sadness, sadness.
It needs more sadness.
So this has been episode 24. Hopefully you liked it. We'll get the commentary to you soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Don't like it. Don't like this podcast. Break up!